Sif Yud.
Chaba writes, two very extremely important and very relevant halachos. Ein ba'al bayis over mishum ba'al talin, elim kein tovaya sachar. Zag the Mechaber, the entire Isser of ba'al talin applies only when the worker demands payment, he requests to be paid, and the ba'al bayis refuses to pay him. That is where the Isser of ba'al talin applies. However, if the worker doesn't ask, then the Isser will not apply. The old rule is, if you don't ask, you don't get. And therefore, Kolzman, he doesn't request payment, these surim will not be relevant. Now, this is extremely common. Very often, a worker will come, he will do a job, and then he'll just simply leave. Either he'll leave a bill, or he'll plan on calling the Baal Bayis later, or sending a bill in the mail. So in any such case where their employee did not ask the Baal Bayis for payment, there the Isser Baal Talin will not apply. Certainly, if you do go ahead and you're zohar to pay him by Yoyim, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah b'yomim titin tzcharei. It is a great opportunity to mekayim a mitzvah saseh but if he just leaves and he doesn't ask payment, the lav will not apply. Now, Chavetz Chaim does add that there's no din of dibur. He doesn't have to actually have to say the words, please pay me. If he finishes the job and he sees the Baal Bayis is sitting on the phone, he waits by the office, he coughs a few times, clears his throat, and then when he sees he's being ignored, he leaves. There the Isser Baal Talin will apply because he made it clear that he does want the money. It's not a question of the words, there's no din amira, it's a question of being madal galadas, that you do want to get paid. That being said, Chavetz Chaim writes that it's the worker's responsibility to come to the Baal Bayis. The Baal Bayis does not have to go chase after the worker. Another interesting chiddush from the Chavetz Chaim is that this applies only when the worker had the opportunity to request payment, and he chose not to. So if he chose not to, it shows that he's being meichel, he doesn't care, and the Isser Baal Talin will not apply. However, if the worker is nanas, if he's working on the job, and just before he finishes, the Baal Bayis picks himself up, jets off to Eretz Yisrael, some other time zone, he doesn't give the worker the ability to be teveya him. Or the Chavetz Chaim's case is even if he's nanas, something happens to the worker, there he suggests that perhaps the Isser Baal Talin will apply since we don't see any mechila, we don't see he's actually waived his rights he hasn't in any way demonstrated that he does not want payment immediately. The Mechaber then writes another important halacha, and that is that even when the worker asks for payment, if the Baal Bayis does not have any money available, there the Isser Baal Talin does not apply. Baal Talin is when where you retain or you hold back money that you're obligated to pay the worker. When you simply don't have the money, there is no Isser Baal Talin. This is not like a regular din of oinus. Even if a person has assets, you don't have to sell your house in order to pay the worker. As long as you don't have cash, the Isser or merchandise that's readily sellable, there the Isser of Baal Talin will not apply. However, if a person does have money, but he has it set aside, he wants to use it for his retirement, he has it earmarked for another use, that is not a patur. He has money, he owes it, there's a worker, there he would have chiyuv to pay on time. Now, another common case is someone comes, he finished the job, he asks for payment, but he says, I'm sorry, I don't have any money on me. That may be true, but if you have the ability to go to the bank, use an ATM card, and get the money, so there's certainly a chiyuv to do so. Now, that's assuming you have money in the bank and you can just pull it out of an ATM. If you do not have money and it's a question of using a credit card, borrowing from someone else, here, mi'ikar hadin, most places say there's no chiyuv mi'ikar hadin to do so. Certainly, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Midas Chasidus, Chavetz Chaim uses a bit of a stronger lashon. It's certainly the right thing to do, the appropriate thing to do. But in the Ikar Hadin, if you don't have the money to go ahead, it seems there's no technical chiv to go ahead and to borrow the money in order to pay the worker on time. Just want to add with a brief thought. It's brought down the Arizal was very zohar to pay the workers on time. So even if he didn't have money, he would go ahead, he would search around and try to borrow funds to pay the worker on time, even if it meant missing the zman for mincha, davening mincha late. So you can ask, what's the pshat? If you don't have money, there's a patur. Borrowing money is not a chiyuv mikra hadin. And why was it kedai to miss the tefillah bizmana in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of yevim titin tzcharei? So perhaps up here drush, you can answer that when a person davenings, what is he doing? He's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's acknowledging that everything that he has, everything that he needs, comes from Ribono Shel Olam. He asks for parnasa. He asks for health, for chayim, and he has bakasha after bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, if you have an employee, we know that Ve'elav Hu Noiseh Nafsha, your employees, they put in an honest day's work. They're counting on you. Ve'elav Hu Noiseh Nafsha, they're relying on you for support. They're relying on you for their parnasa. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us mida keneged mida. If the people who've done work for us, who are entitled to the pay, who we owe it to them, and yet we neglect, we don't follow through on our commitments, we don't pay them on time, so then how can we hope that and turn to the Ribono Shel Olam and ask for things that perhaps we don't deserve, perhaps we haven't worked quite as faithfully. And therefore, perhaps the Ariyazel felt that before davening, before turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to make sure that the people who rely on us, the people who we owe, are satisfied before we can hope that our tefillah should be niskabel. We're standing 2 days before Yom HaDin. Everyone's tefillah should be niskabel. Everyone should have an aliyah and should have a shnas bracha v'yeshua.
Amen.